Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on December 31 regarding Eretz, E-R-I-T-Z, I'm sorry, Fritz, F-R-I-T-Z, Clement, C-L-E-M-E-N-T. Eretz Clement was accompanied to the evaluation by Y-D-O-N-A, Nordius, N-O-R-D-E-U-S, to help serve as a translator. But according to the information obtained from the examining this fashion, he is a 49-year-old male who alleges he was injured at work on 2/24/20. Parity states the floor was wet and he fell on his back. Parity did not have loss of consciousness and did not go to the emergency room. Parity has further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Parity did not undergo any injections or surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Parity paragraph, treatment records show he was seen at Vita Source Chiropractic beginning 3/2/20 period. He was seen by chiropractor Dr. Fontaine, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E. Period, he was diagnosed with thoracic sprain, lumbar sprain, and hip sprain, for which he was initiated on several times per week. Passive physical therapy modalities and chiropractic manipulation. Parity followed up over the next few months through 8/3/20. Scratch that, make that 9/15/20. Period. In paragraph on 4/5/22, he underwent a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Kirshner. Parity noted the petitioner had been non-compliant with physical therapy since last seen. Parity had 9 months of therapy before, and it did not help. Parity continued to complain of lower back pain. Parity also suffered from gastrointestinal reflux. Period. Dr. Kirshner referenced a lumbar MRI from 12/7/20 that showed straightening of the normal lordotic curve, but no evidence of spondylolisthesis. Paired at L4-5, there was a mild broad annular bulge and hypertrophic facet joints causing mild bilateral foraminal narrowing. Paired at L5-S1, there was mild degenerative disc disease and hypertrophic facet joints. Paired broad left-sided shallow herniated disc with an annular fissure causing mild to moderate left foraminal stenosis was also present. Paired the remaining disc levels are within normal limits. Period. Dr. Kirshner noted his treatment with the chiropractor had recently changed to once per week. Period. He rendered a diagnostic assessment of lumbago, concluding there were no other treatment recommendations, comma, surgical or otherwise. Period. He placed the petitioner at maximum medical improvement on 4/5/22 and deemed he was capable of working full duty. Period. Physical exam. The cousin who accompanied him helped translate from Creole from their home country of Haiti. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. The knees were chafed bilaterally, period. Thrust in that section is normal. Cervical is normal. Thoracic, he was mildly tender to palpation at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, and lumbosacral is normal. Impressions on 2/24/20. Fritz Clement slipped and fell onto his back while at work. Parity was seen by a chiropractor named Dr. Fontaine in short order. Parity was initiated on conservative care for sprains and strains. Parity later underwent a lumbar MRI that showed multi-level disc changes that comport with the natural aging process. Parity. He subsequently was seen by Dr. Kirshner on 4/5/22. Appeared he referenced the MRI from 12-7-20. Appeared he deemed that the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement for a diagnosis of lumbago. Appeared in the paragraph of the current examination, found there to be full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar sacral spines. Appeared provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Appeared in the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. Mr. Clement does have evidence of multi-level degenerative disc disease that pre-existed the incident in question. Period. This was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by this event. Appeared there were also 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right foot or either shoulder. Period. End.